to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, we hope Joe will come back to us soon. But in the meantime, you've got me. This is young Dr. Mike Roizen. And we have a set of incredibly interesting stories still to cover in the top medical news of the week. For example, got a minute? Let's work out. That's one of the questions asked by one of our readers. What did I mean by that? Well, this is a really very, very interesting study. It's a single minute of intense exercise that is embedded within an otherwise easy 10-minute workout. Improved fitness and health dramatically in these people. Just 1 minute. Really, it's 11 minutes. So there were 14 sedentary and overweight, but otherwise healthy, men and women. The researchers took muscle biopsies and measured their endurance over time, their blood pressure and their blood sugar levels. Participants completed 10 minutes of interval sessions on computerized stationary bicycles. Now, you don't have to do this on a bicycle. You can do it on a treadmill. You can do it running up and down the stairs at your home. What it was is 3 20-second all-out intervals followed by 2 minutes of slow, easy pedaling. So you pedal slowly in a warm-up for, I believe the warm-up was 2 minutes. Then you do 20 seconds intensely. Then you do 2 minutes slowly, another 20 seconds intensely, 2 minutes slowly, 20 seconds intensely. That's 320 seconds intensely. You've now done 9 minutes, and then a cool-down period, which was 3 minutes. The volunteers completed 3 of these sessions per week. So it's 12 minutes, but it really is 2 minutes of warm-up, 20 intense seconds, 2 minutes of regular bicycling, 20 intense seconds, 2 minutes, 20 intense seconds. So 320 intense seconds, and then 3 minutes of cool down. Total time, I believe that is 12 minutes, unless I'm miscounting. And in that 12 minutes, you get 1 minute of intense exercise. They did it for 6 weeks. And what happened? The men and women increased their endurance capacity by an average of 12%, a significant improvement, had healthier blood pressures, healthier levels of biochemical substances, which include their ability in their mitochondria to produce energy, lower blood sugar levels. So they really had every one of the indices from just, and I think as I remember it, it was... Now I'm going to have to look again. I think it was, look at the study. It was, they did this for 6 weeks. So 6 weeks, 3 times a week, 1 minute intensely embedded in a otherwise relatively easy 12-minute workout, 20 seconds, 3 times. And this seems to be an incredible benefit. So the point is that time constraints, how limited you are in time, should not influence whether you can do exercise or not. So that's really a remarkable finding, I think. Now, we're going to get to Gary Ginsberg in just a second. He's got a series of articles that are really good. ALS and living near lakes. They're clusters of ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease for people who live near lakes. And the big question is this due to blue-green algae? We're going to find out from Gary. And did the Japanese get it right? They have banned e-cigarettes over cancer concerns. Is that right? Don't they have regular cigarettes? Yeah, they do. And do they think e-cigarettes are worse than regulars? It's tough to say that they're worse than regulars, but maybe they just don't want to increase e-cigarettes because kids use those often frequently, and maybe they're trying to avoid infecting or getting kids, if you will, infected with the tobacco bug. The third thing, the third item that Gary will cover is Russia's floating Chernobyl. Does radiation waste at sea threaten your fish dinner? And what can you do about it? What should you look for? And fourth, LA condos are being built really close to the highways. Is this bad for breathing? Or is Gary saying we've just overemphasized this as being potentially bad? There's also another interesting article that we quoted in the first hour. And by the way, we have 2 hours of this. Some stations carry only the first hour, some only the second hour, or sometimes you're away from your station. If you're away or you want to hear the other hour, by Tuesday of the week, they're posted, usually Tuesday afternoon, they're posted at Radio MD. That's RadioMD.com. The call words, of course, are RadioMD.com, but you can go look at the archives for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, all the shows back to 2001 are there. But this one, this story is important in that BPA that mothers have and that all of us had is associated with increase in blood pressure and phthalates that we've talked a lot about. You really don't want to drink out of plastic, but it's numbers 3, 6, and 7, as I believe it. 3, 6, and 7 are high in phthalates usually, as well as a lot of products you use at home. The pregnant ladies who had the highest levels of phthalates had kids that subsequently had an IQ drop of about 6 points by 7 years of age. Six or seven points in IQ is huge. It's what you get as a benefit if you take DHA during pregnancy, those prenatal vitamins with DHA rather than regular vitamins. Prenatal vitamins with DHA, one of the extras is that DHA, and that improves the kid's IQ and functioning and memory by about the equivalent of 6 points. This decreased it, that is, phthalates decreased it. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Gary Ginsberg about those stories. One top story, in addition to the got a minute, let's work out, that caught my eyes is that women are now using the most effective form of birth control. This is, I think, really an interesting story because I was unaware of the benefits of different forms of birth control. You can guess. What is the chance that you have a failure rate with condoms? Well, you know it's pretty high. It's 18%. What about with the standard birth control pills? And what about intrauterine devices and hormonal implants? What are those? Well, it turns out intrauterine devices and hormonal implants only have a failure rate of about 1%. The pill has a failure rate of about 9%. Condoms, as we said, 18 to 20%, even if applied correctly. And women have 61% of women, 15 to 64, who used contraception in the United States, and most of those are now using the best form of contraception, that is the hormonal or intrauterine device implants. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Gary Ginsberg about his top stories. ALS, I can't wait to find out how good the data is on ALS and blue-green algae, because there are a lot of blue-green algae now in water supplies on the Great Lakes, and there are a lot of cities on the Great Lakes, and they're also in a lot of other lakes and reservoir and non-reservoirs, and we're going to talk about the difference between lakes and reservoirs in where you get your water supply and how much blue-green algae and why the blue-green algae might cause this with Gary Ginsberg. We've got some more questions on grain-free. If you want to find out about grain-free, for people who listen to us in the first hour, you can go to deliciouslyorganic.net, deliciouslyorganic.net, and talk to Carrie Vitt via email and via web and chat, and she'll tell you more about Deliciously Organic as well as a grain-free diet. You've been listening to, and we hope you'll continue listening to, this passionate show about how you can stay well. Gary Ginsberg is up next, my favorite segment of the whole show, because I learned so much from Gary. And his website, by the way, is whatstoxicwhatsnot.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalif Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalif Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalif Oasis product and all the great Prevalif products at Prevalif.com, Prevalef.com, to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalif.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.